With Alaska facing a multi-billion dollar shortfall, Governor Bill Walker is proposing 5% cuts to agency funding. He described his fiscal plan in his State of the Budget address on Thursday night, a speech that hasn't been given since 2006. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
There was no mention of Alaskan brewery beer or Matsu carrots, no applause lines or jokes. Compared to his State of the State speech delivered the night before, Governor Bill Walker's State of the Budget address was a sober event.
Alaska state government funding has two drivers, oil price and oil production. Unfortunately, neither is going in our favor right now.
For half an hour, Walker outlined the budget he planned to submit. He has until February 18th to turn in his own budget, and he's been using former Governor Sean Parnell's plan as a placeholder in the meantime. Walker said cuts would be spread across the board. He intends to shrink agency expenditures that aren't governed by a formula by 5% from the draft he was given by Parnell. And he said that amount would be double for his own office. By the end of his term, agency budgets could be reduced by as much as 25%. Walker also said that even the sacred cows of the budget would not be off limits.
In my endorsed budget, the K-12 formula funding remains intact, but I've eliminated the one-time funding added last year. This equates to a 2.5% funding reduction.
Walker noted that the school funding formula would be reviewed over the next year and that he did not plan to forward fund education in its entirety. Community revenue sharing, the money the state provides to municipalities to bolster their own budgets, was described as vulnerable as well and at risk of being phased out. Though Walker does plan to keep the program mostly intact this year.
Municipalities will receive $57 million in revenue sharing. That's $3 million less than last year.
While cuts were the general rule, Walker mentioned a few additions to his budget. He bumped up his capital request to $150 million in state spending to include some projects that are currently under construction, but not yet complete. And he again asked for the legislature's support in seeking $450 million in Medicaid funding from the federal government.
Investing in health of Alaskans is sound, prudent fiscal policy. We all want Alaskans to be as productive as possible. But if people can't work, they can't hunt, they can't fish, unless they're healthy.
At the end of his speech, Walker's staff distributed a slim budget handout to legislators. It showed that the departments of labor, commerce, and law were facing the deepest cuts, while the departments of natural resources and public safety, along with the university system, were surviving mostly intact. The budget summary also showed that even after all the reductions Walker described, Alaska was still facing a deficit in excess of $3 billion. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.